CD of the Germany that you got from the Breda Huffs.
The DVD,
DVD. Since the Decaps weren't here, they it's might like to see that house.
Oh, the house. Meat house. Okay, I'll show
you. Because they could see the church, they would know the church where Grandpa was baptized or went to church. But there's a house that is a cave house, and you wouldn't know it because it would just go right by it. But that's where they think that actually Grandpa Jacob lived.
Okay. Before I do that, I want to put in a plug here for my website. if you
put it on the folder, the website.
Yeah. If you go up to the internet and go to concordia-memories.org. I should have written that somewhere. Now, this is mostly about Concordia. It wasn't intended to be a family genealogy site. It was really memories of Concordia. The reason I started it was because a lot of those old home movies that Dad had taken that I wanted to post on the web. So if you go to this website, if you go to one page, the videos, you'll see the home movies that Dad took at Concordia.
Oh, wow.
And this is posted on the web, so I just let me know here. If you go into the country scenes part of it, and just a little bit, well, that's... You recognize her?
Concordia.
Do you recognize her?
Now I do.
That's Aunt Cornelia.
Yep.
On the Lewis Pate farm.
She's on the internet.
She's on the internet. There's Uncle Louie. There's Uncle Louie. Bring the milk in.
Uncle Louie.
So they're on the internet.
What was that website again? Yeah. Sorry.
Concordia Memories. Let me.
Concordia Dash Memories.
That's here. Okay, that's here. Concordia Memories.org. I'm sorry.
That's all you have to type in. Just remember memories. Concordia and Dash Memories. .org, not com or anything. Now the other thing is, all of the St. Paul's Church records are on there. If you go to that website also, you'll find all of the baptism, confirmations, marriages, and deaths for St. Paul's Church are listed on there in date order, actually. You can download it, too, if you've got Microsoft Excel, and you can sort and whatever you want to do. That's posted on the web. There is a little genealogy information on there. My boy keeps a website that has the family tree on it. I just linked to this. Now, I don't know what happened. I used to have the pictures of all of our parents on here. They somehow got lost. And he pulled the genealogy from somebody else who spelled it Poppin rather than Pape. So I'm going to get him all this information to update his website on there. So, but there is some Pape genealogy here, too. So.
Let us know then on the changes that he's done.
These maps that I was talking about or showed you earlier, they're overlaid on Google Maps. If you go to Google Maps, this is the overhead of Concordia, and it's got a slider here you can adjust. You can see here's the Lewis Stinkle farm in 1877. That's the 1877 plat map, the 1930 plat map, and an old map of Concordia. You can even get a street view of St. Paul's Church if you swing around the other way.
There you go.
This is the new addition to the school. I think you know that, well, there's the old school a lot of us went to. The old town school, the Wilk School, was built right where the new addition is now. So that's the Wilk School. You can see the new school in the background here. But that's where the new addition to the church is, to the elementary school is now. So there's a lot of good stuff on here if you go to that website. But one last thing I want to say, though, is I've got a message board on here, and what I want is people to sign up, register on this board, because I've got different subject areas, Concordia, St. Paul's College, and you see the Pape family listed, the Stinkle family, and some other families. I should also point out to you, especially if you got a broadband connection, to look at some of these maps and stuff like that. There's a lot of data has to be downloaded. But if you go to the member list, see, I don't have too many people on there yet. Who's Jim Ziegelbein? That's, well, in any event.
That's his.
That's, I think, Alvira's.
Okay, all right. That just happened to be one of them. Oops, got a spammer on there from Cambodia. I have to keep cleaning it up all the time.
Oh,
I get the spammers on there. This Frank Black is the genealogist who got me most of this information in Heslingen. If you want to get in contact with him, you can email him. I'm trying to get this Christina Paik, who's a cousin of ours. I'm trying to get her to sign on here. So if you ever go over to Germany and you want to get in contact with our relatives over there, she would be a good contact. She understands English. But there aren't too many. Try signing up on the board. And, in any event. Now, some of you didn't see the... We're getting a little late here. I have longer than I had intended. But,
that's okay. I think it's great.
That's okay, but before she goes backwards, I think we ought to give much appreciated, Roger, because I had no knowledge of this side of the family that much, and all I knew was Dad primarily, so this is fantastic.
Yeah.
And if Myrna is kind enough to still have us come out, that we got to give her a big hand, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, I want to thank all of you people for bringing all this stuff. I like to scan as much of this stuff as I can. I scan most of the photographs that I can find. There's so much stuff about Uncle Elmer, I'd like to
get scanned. We ought to give Malaya a chance to explain.
That's one thing. You want to do that first? Well, let's just quickly show where the pay farm is. The DVD in that package, if you... When you play this DVD, there's different chapters in there. If you go to the... sorry about that little cockpit error.
All right. That's the way I did it.
Well, while he's undressing this, come out to our house. You're going to see some, like she told you, you're going to see the front door. You remember the old flower stand that Grandma always had up against that step down that she kept her flowers on? You'll see that there by the
house. Playing it.
What?
If you can
there's
play again
the hobby horse down in the basement that... There's the, remember the oval mirror that always hung in that big hall farm where they hung all their ass coats on?
Yeah.
That's there. And Grandpa's chair that he sat in at the kitchen table.
What about the organ? What happened?
I don't know. Now, I have a question. First of all, where did the organ go and who ever played it?
Sorry.
They played it for Uncle Henry and Aunt Flora's wedding. Was held in the parlor.
So they bought that just for the wedding?
No, the story Dad told us was that, he decided that Uncle Arthur should be a pastor, Grandpa did. Yeah. And he said every pastor has to know how to play music. He loved the organ for Uncle Arthur. That's the story I heard.
Played like this.
More incidentally.
Same way he typed.
He typed
fast.
While we're talking about Uncle Arthur, Murray may know this story, but this is actually Wilmer Brady. Wilbur Sussman told us that. You know, Uncle Arthur, when he went to St. Paul's here, living on the farm, it was only a mile or so, he'd walk in from the farm. And One morning he showed up late at school, and the professor asked him, "Why are you late?" And Uncle Arthur says, "Well, I had to lead the bull to the cows." And the professor came back and said, "Couldn't your father have done that?" And Uncle Arthur says, "No, it did better the bull did that." Surprising you didn't get kicked out of school. Teacher must have had a good sense of humor. A little risque, but I had a time.
Roger, a little thing about your dad. Did he go to Missouri University for a little while?
Learn butter making. Yeah.
Yeah. When he came back, Mom said that the road used to go in front of the old house. And when he came back, he decided he should conserve all his land. Use that for pasture. So then they made that more pasture and the road went back to the house.
Oh,
but that was because your dad had all these new ideas.
Sure. He's university people. This is Neinstedt, where Grandpa was born. The Brady House also lived there.
Ja, aber jetzt wohnt die andere Familie da. Ja, dann wohnt eine Familie B oder eine Frau B.
Very flat country out there.
Und so ein Haus wie wo die noch wohnt, gibt es hier nicht.
This lady was just driving through Neinstedt.
So
and as you're driving along,
mit noch den alten Möbeln, die alten Möbel und alles.
There's the pig farm. That's the pig farm. Our second cousin, Klaus Pape, runs a pig farm there. He has a pig farm there. It's a very small farm, but he built a new house. He built a new house, and if you... but the old house is still behind it. So if anybody, oh, dang it. Well, I screwed it up. I screwed it up. But in any event, if you look in the DVD, that's where to look for the pig farm.
And it's right behind that house. There's just a little glimpse.
There's a glimpse of the old house behind the new house that that we think Grandpa Pape was born in. I had a lot of other stuff of the other family, but you probably have most of these pictures. Now, this is the car that they came to Bismarck. This is on our house at Bismarck Street. You remember that car?
Yes, I remember that real well.
Okay.
I was going to ask you a question. Is it possible? We always, Dad's middle name was Claus, so we thought.
The what?
Was it our dad, we thought his middle name, and we always pronounced it Claus. So was it Klaus?
It could be Klaus.
Klaus is a German.
Oh,
it's a German name.
I know
it's Dad was Arthur Claus Lewis
Pink. Klaus.
Klaus.
Well, but he had a brother named Klaus.
Santa Claus.
Well,
maybe they said Klaus.
No, it was...
Well, it's spelled C-L-A-U-S.
Yeah.
Now, interestingly, it's sometimes it's C, sometimes it's K, but it's...
No, he spelled it C, but it just, I have never heard that name so much.
Which car is this?
We'll find out when we go to Germany.
Well, this must be... Can Elia talk about the...
What car is this?
That's a
Model A.
No, that's not a Model A. One last thing before everybody leaves. I'm sorry. How many people are familiar with Catholic Church history in the...
A little bit, yeah. Well, there. Where Rome, you want to talk about Rome?
You don't have it?
No.
Oh, okay. In the...
How far back, Rome?
It's in my doc kit. It's locked up. Maybe you've been wondering what the Chasse de Pape is there. That's the chest of the Pope. In the 11th century, the papacy moved from Rome to southern France. Avignon, France, on the Rhone River, is where the papacy moved for 70 years. They called it the Babylonian captivity of the papacy. You can just happen the last 70 years like the Jewish Babylonian captivity. And but the Pope built a big house there and called Châteauneuf du Pape.
Yeah.
New home of the Pagan. And now, the first thing they did was... And the first thing they did was plant grapevines there because they had a sacramental wine. They still grow grapes on those original vines. It's a very famous Rhone wine called Châteauneuf du Pape.
Yeah. We have some.
Okay. When he went up to... Avignon, he took with him a chest with all the old relics in it, and that's the Chasse du Pape. So we have to open it up and see what's in there.
Yeah. I have a feeling I know.
My keys, I'm sure.
Roger,
while
she's getting those keys, why don't we light a
Quilt? Don't run away until we open up the chest.
Well, I don't know that I want to explain it.
Yes, you do.
I don't know that there's an explanation.
Should I say the
Pope's
Chinese name?
Here you go.
It means father.
You don't know?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, you go ahead. That's all right. I just wanted to hold it up, and I'll hold the light up, too.
Yeah. You want the reason I made it? I don't know what you want. The reason I made it? Just explain.
Yeah.
Basically, I made it for that, but I made it because, and I called the salesman, because when I went away to college, I could finally drop being a preacher's kid. Nobody knew I was. So when they'd ask me what my dad did, I'd say he's a salesman. And I wasn't lying, because he was. And he had a good product. But anyway, it just shows his... It shows Dad's, how do I say it? He had stationery in Lone Wolf that had the cross. And so I put, Dad got out of college. Right after he got out of college, he married Mom. And if you follow little cars, this was their first church, and Myrtle was born here. That's why there's always a, Mom is always in the windows of all of them. If you look at the windows, she's looking out. Because she had a lot of kids to look after. And we were perfect, but anyway, then this was the second church he was at. There's little posts here that say the years, and that was the second church he was at.
What years was this? Trinity and Woodward?
In Woodward.
Woodward, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, 1925. And then this was a church that they bought that was already built. It was a Christian church, I think, in Garber, and that was 1925 to 1928. By the way, it's hard to get information from churches because they don't keep good records, and they didn't know when he was where, and Mom would get a little tired of me asking.
This is when they was traveling and remodeled.
Yeah. Then if you follow the car, then it went over here. Well, here you got a better car. And then here's the dust storms. And right here is a, if you look real close, there's a head. And my mom had a postcard that some man had taken of the dust storms, and it had this farmer in it. You could see it in the clouds. And they said that it was telling the people to leave, you know, because a lot of them did. And then this is, he almost always had a mission church afterwards. But anyway, this was the church, and then they moved in a school. And like I say, this was in Guymon. And if a dust storm came, all the kids stayed with Mom and Dad all night. And so they had quite a family. But I mean, that was just, and then this is the kids. I mean, the windmill, and this is the kids, and this is another one. They're all over. But anyway.
Do you want to tell about the you know, when they were traveling?
That was a story that Grandpa and Grandma would come to see us. And there weren't any motels, so they would stay at they go to a farmer's house and ask if they could, they had rock camping stuff, if they could stay at that house that night. And of course they did. And then Grandma had raw apples, is what Aunt Annie told me. And then, you know, they would leave some apples with them, and they loved them because that's, I mean, there wasn't anything like that growing out there. And so one time this guy comes up to Grandpa and wants to know if they can stay like he did the other, and the guy says, no. Yeah. Well, you know, he said, come with me. And he took Grandpa over to the windmill and told Grandpa to put his hand on the windmill. And you could feel the electricity of the storm that was coming. And he said, no, he said, you'll stay inside. Oh. So, I mean, he stayed there, but he yeah.
And as they traveled, then they could see where the tornado had been.
Well, it wasn't a tornado. Yes.
Or was it was a dust storm.
A dust storm rolled in, and you don't want to be outside sleeping when that happens. Because Dad, at times, when he'd go to his mission churches, you couldn't even find your way back home.
Was the church used a lot? I mean, it's interesting about parts of the country. Was the church used a lot for people to stay tuned?
Well, like I was telling, when like the school, he always had a school, and if a storm came up, the whole school.
Everybody would go. You.
Everybody stayed overnight with my folks. They just automatically didn't go home.
One quick story about the school. Roger was talking about the Jamestown gang stayed at Grandpa.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, what happened there one time? Dad would always, he taught the school as well as the preach, and he would build fires, and then he'd stove them at the night so that the next morning they'd be ready to start. And he came in one morning, and the fire was just burning like crazy, and there were five chairs around the stove, and they couldn't figure out what had happened. Well, we found out that Pretty Boy Floyd and his gang had just been through that part of the country. So it's always said that Pretty Boy Floyd stayed at the first of the church, to school, that one night, and then left. So, anyway, let it true or not, they were five chairs.
Wow.
Anyway, this was his next church, and they
I see it done.
This was the original church, and then that's the church they built that place there, and then again, that's an A there.
And you want to explain why it's so green?
Oh, it's green because we're now on the east side of Oklahoma. Where the hills are.
That was the first time my brother Wyman saw anything green.
Well, and then they always tell the story about we had this dog, and he was used to hunting. He found his own food out in the panhandle. And, well, of course, in the eastern part, there's a lot of trees, and he'd come back. Just bloody nose.
He'd run into the trees.
He'd see a rabbit take after the tree. Took him a while to learn it.
Moral Jack, he'd be messed up. He'd hit that tree.
He wasn't used to the trees.
No way. Around Guyman, it was flat. In fact, one story I used to, years later, I helped plow. I mean, it'd be about three tractors, and we were going in a full section of ground. And this one guy fell asleep, and nobody bought it. He just kept plowing. All of a sudden, he woke up, so he turned around, plowing back. There was no fences or anything.
But anyway, yeah, this was the green side then, with the hills and everything. And then Dad's putting the flag up again at the church and school. And what was it say? And the house was redone. It was it's out the country. The church was, when they built the house, they asked the pastor how many rooms he needed. And he told them. But what they didn't tell the pastor is that they already had a size for the house.
Oh, no.
So they just put that many rooms in. We had interesting places to live sometimes. But anyway, then this is the boys going hunting. And this is Myrtle going off to St. Louis, and this is Linus. I mean, this is me. I'm the good kid. James. This is Linus hanging up the tree. So anyway, and then this one I told them about because when we moved to Lone Wolf.
The car is in the back of a steak truck. Or
a pickup.
No, not a pickup. Steak truck.
Steak truck?
No pickup in those days. When we moved, they had the van loaded, and then this car, it was actually two trucks drive up. Well, it had rained at Lone Wolf, and people thought they'd just come get that preacher. So when they got there, you've got a van that's full. Well, they decided not to unload that. So they just put everything in the, they put us, the truck, our car, Dad's car, they drove up on the back of that thing. And then we went down in that, and like I said, we were teenage. My sister and I were teenagers. It was really embarrassing.
Because they were riding inside the car.
We were riding inside the car on the back of the truck. Yeah. That's how we arrived. Anyway, this is the church then in Lone Wolf. And we got married in that church, by the way.
Oh, you did.
Yeah, and there's me again being good and on the house. And James has got a paper route. And Dad got a new car.
About a 52 Chevy Bel Air, it looks like.
Yeah, and this is the mountains in the back.
Two-tone green.
Oh, you had some mountains.
Yeah, there's mountains out there. There are granite mountains. They're solid granite all the way through. Only one in the United States that runs the wrong direction.
Wrong direction?
Yeah.
We go east and west.
That's right. They go east and west. But they're solid granite. They took the stones out of them. Yeah, that's basically on the back. I put the.
Did you explain this one?
Oh, this is Eola.
Yeah.
That's Texas.
This is the church they built there, but this is Eola, Texas, and that's where Dad. Yeah, Dad died there, and there's James going off. He joined the Navy. The rest of us kids were already gone.
What is this church then?
That's the new church.
Oh,
this is the new church from that. It was small.
And you know what? I looked in the Lutheran Annual. And every one of those churches is still in existence. Some have like 15 members, maybe, but it's the work he did.
Yeah. Well, some of them, somebody had here the thing out of, the messenger thing. And it's, the Lutheran Witness.
I have that, yeah.
Yeah, and...
Now, the story doesn't end there.
He had a call. I mean, he wanted a call so badly when they were in the Dust Bowl days.
He had been warned from the government had come out and tested all these people, and it was like iron lung. I mean, I think Dad only had one lung. But anyway, they told him that he had to get out of there, or he would last maybe a month or two. That's how bad it was, and of course he called Senate, and Senate didn't do anything.
No, the president said no. But they knew they wouldn't get another guy down there. I think.
Yeah. No, they were sure. I'm sure. But that's beside the point for him. But anyway,
he sacrificed his life actually for. Yeah. And this church is.
This is my family.
Family tree.
Tree thing. I mean, it basically has each one of the kids and their kids on it. And then around the edge, I wrote some memory type things.
All around the perimeter. She's got memories.
Oh. And the favorite one is Mom and Dad going to Texoma, and they were driving along, and I guess Ray and Myrtle were in the back. The rest of us kids weren't born yet. And Ray fell out of the car. Well, that's what we're told, I think. And then I'm pretty sure Myrtle didn't tell Mom and Dad very quick.
Oh, my goodness.
But she later said to Mom,
I left him back
Dad said, Ray fell out of the car. And so they stop, and look what Mom wrote in the letter. It's cute because she said they stopped, and if it wasn't for the good Lord, they didn't know what would have happened, but she said they looked back there and his Ray is running like
that. I was trying to catch up.
Yeah, he was trying to catch up with
us. Dad left the light up one time at the filling station.
Yeah, they left so many kids who had one.
I'm trying to take a cigarette.
That's a surprise you're talking about.
Come for a light up.
No, he's got his leaves on.
Here, light up.
Oh, my goodness.
We got him.
I don't cry.
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah, good. Philippe, you got some, huh?
Let's roll it up. Okay.